Come on, man. We got to hurry up and get this story out. Gun violence is very important in the city of Washington, D.C., and all over the nation. Come on, let's go. King Scott Radio on TV. Type it in there, please. Change that a little bit. Okay. Okay. We're almost done. That's it. That's it. Yes. Yes. Okay, we're going to be going live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Students and teachers call for stronger response to the gun violence in community members flood block parties and rallies. For some of the students and teachers at DC Prep Benning Road Middle School, the gun violence they are witnessing outside their Northeast campus during school hours conjures up memories of past traumatic experience and strokes fear about their demise in supposedly a neutral space. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we rise up and do something about all of this gun violence in the community. We have to do something to stop this. Our community leaders have to find a way, because that's why they got voted into office, to make something happen. Yes, we have to talk about gun violence. The more recent, a block party, a rally on the front steps of DC Prep School, Benning Road Middle, the public schools gathering serves the community and the opportunity to get the kids to see what the police department, what they are doing. This is important that we have an understanding of what procedures are we following. We just don't want to think or not understand what's going on. We had an opportunity to interview a couple of 7th and 8th graders, and quite frankly, they are scared. Police officers brought in their cars and allowed the students to come in and look at what a police car actually looked like inside. I think that's very important. I think that's a healthy way of approaching and understanding about gun violence and what the police are trying to do. I applaud the efforts of the D.C. Metropolitan Police and our leadership, our mayor. Mayor Bowser is giving us an opportunity to have a clear view of what is happening to curb this type of violence. In other news, UDC, the University of District of Columbia, hosted an open house for their doctoral program. The program targets entrepreneurs, computer science, and engineering. One of the best parts about UDC is they give affordable education so you can grow, learn, and expand in a positive way. And this is what we need more of. All races, black, white, Asian, need a more handle on how to get their doctorate and PhD degrees. That enriches the community and the world at large. It's fun to talk about the next venture of our local Safeway chain, Safeway. They actually had a 20th anniversary of Feast of Sharing, celebrating 20 years of sharing in our community. Wow, this is important because, you know, some people just don't have enough to eat, and to have the local chain actually be of service to the community is a good way to be of service to the community. So we applaud their efforts and we like what they're doing. Keep up the good work, Safeway. We love you. And Discovery Education and business leaders launched a unique stem cell incentive. The right stuff is to never give up on positive stuff. Amen. This is King Scott Radio News Brief. You know, we had some of the great words of Sojourner Truth. What she said was, if the first woman God ever made was strong enough to turn the world upside down all alone, these women together ought to be able to turn it back and get it right side up again. That was wisdom from Sojourner Truth. When you go to KingSkyRadioTV.com, check out some of our other categories that we have. We are here to service the community. This has been a news brief for KingSkyRadioTV.com. Check us out and be blessed.